Chapter 1. The interior of the Green Gagger Bar and Restaurant was nearly as hot and humid as the air of Croctus Prime. Marcus Drake wiped the tears from his eyes. A reptilian male of a near-human species native to the planet had vomited in the corner beside the bar. Bile slowly dissolved the floor, and as it did, the most horrific fumes rose up into the air. Air already polluted by smoke, dust, and every form of inhaled intoxicant Marcus knew, and some he'd never encountered. If he had any nose hairs left when he finished this job, it would be a miracle. Somewhere behind him, he wasn't keen to look. Another pair of lizard men bellowed and fought, shoving, clawing, and snapping at each other. The floorboards shook with the force of their stomping feet. There didn't seem to be any reason for the contest. In the last 2 hours, 3 fights had broken out, all 3 of which ended with the fighters exhausting themselves while taking no wounds. It was the scales, of course. The lizard men's scales were so tough they'd deflect anything short of a direct blaster bolt. That's also what made them so highly desired as workers. They could go into dangerous environments without protective gear, which saved the companies that used them a fortune. And if said companies managed to capture and enslave their workers, well, that saved on salary as well. He took a sip of his beer, or whatever the local equivalent was called, and winced when his tongue went numb. He could buy a drum of that poison and strip the star's paint. When Marcus had agreed to work for the Galactic Council, he'd hoped his days of hanging out in dumps like this were over. He should have known better. Slide down a couple stools. Marcus nudged his partner and navigator Solomon Keys in the ribs and nodded toward the opposite end of the long, scarred bar. I want to put some distance between us and that toxic pool. Are you sure this is the right place? Solomon's head darted left and right, as if expecting one of the locals to bite an arm off. His blonde hair stuck straight up and sweat-stained his blue tunic, sticking the cloth to his clammy skin. Just because the natives looked like crocodiles and fought like crocodiles didn't mean they ate like them. In fact, Marcus was pretty sure they were vegetarians. Since he and Solomon arrived, Marcus hadn't seen a single meat dish emerge from the kitchen behind the bar. What did pass for food smelled like it came from a decaying pit deep in the planet's swamps, which, for all he knew, was exactly what happened. This has to be the right place, Marcus said. There isn't another spaceport for 10,000 miles, and what are the odds of Blackwater City having 2 bars named the Green Gagger? Then where is this guy we're supposed to get off planet? He's half an hour late. Solomon slapped his cheek and his hand came away bloody and covered with a splattered mosquito the size of a hummingbird. I hate this place. You could have stayed on the ship. I offered to come alone. Ha! And trust you to validate his credentials? If I did, you'd be apt to come back with a psycho killer that would murder us both the first chance he got. Solomon waved his hand to shoo away another of the giant mosquitoes. The bloodsuckers seemed to like him. I just wish he'd bloody well hurry up. Marcus just nodded and put a hand over his mouth to hide the smile. A genius with computers, Solomon also had a knack for complaining. Marcus only worried when he stopped. The door slammed and Marcus glanced right just as a pale, gaunt humanoid with a bald head and deep-set, solid black eyes stepped inside. He wore a dark business suit that only made his skin appear paler. The new arrival clutched one hand to his ribs as he peered around the room. Wonder if this could be our boy, Marcus said. Looks like he's had a rough time. Solomon spun all the way around, subtle as a hammer to the forehead. He matches the description. Thank the universe, we could finally get out of here. Easy, partner. He's a member of the same race controlling the company, enslaving the locals. We'll see if he knows the boss's code word. If he does, then you can validate his credentials. Think it might be a trap? Solomon's enthusiasm from 10 seconds ago vanished. I assume everything's a trap until proven otherwise. After all we've been through, I figured you would too. I'm not as cynical as you. You say that like it's a good thing. Stay put and keep your eyes peeled. I'll check him out. Marcus hopped off his bar stool and started toward the door where the stranger was still scoping out the room. How could he have missed the only humans in the place? More suspicious than ever, Marcus tapped the command gauntlet that covered his arm from knuckles to elbow, activating the stun setting on the weapons module. A beep of acknowledgement sounded, and a faint vibration tingled the back of his right hand. Nothing like a primed weapon to set his mind at ease. He evaded a pair of drunk natives and sidled up